This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day Savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day Savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know, he's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen A. Appreciate everybody on another hot day. Hot day. I'm going to tell you how it is, you know, in my office, you know, where the lawn guy next day, I hadn't saw him in a couple of weeks. He told me the office next door. It was office next door. I'm friendly with everybody. I speak to everybody. Life is good. I said, my man, I hadn't saw you in a while. He said, it been too hot. So when the people who cut grass for a living have made a decision it's too hot to cut grass, it's hot out there, y'all. I'm just going to let everybody know it's hot out there. When the people who cut grass for a living say, hey, it's hot, I'm not going to cut grass, I'm just going to sit at the house. So he cuts grass between 6 and 8 in the morning or like 6 to 8 p.m. He don't cut grass in the middle of the day no more. He cutting grass in the morning and late afternoon. That's it. I say, brother, keep doing what you're doing. And welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. I'm here every week providing stories and interviews with people I think will change your lives with information. That's all it's about, information. My guest is Michelle Taylor Willis. Michelle is the 2023 recipient of the 100 Black Men of South Metro Atlanta Impact Award. Sometimes she has been recognized as one of the top 100 influential women in Georgia, big old Georgia and Atlanta, by a different organization. Michelle is a member of Alpha Sorority's Kiwi, Atlanta Business League, and the National Association of Black Journalists. Michelle makes her film today. She's an actress now. In 2022, she did that. But we're going to talk about the strike because everybody's not acting nowadays. I'm a member of SAG. I'm a member of WGA. So we're going to talk different. I'm not saying she's an expert, but we're going to talk about the strike and how it's impacting Atlanta and the business community. She's also the host of Black is the New Green on RadarVision.com. I also, brought her on the show to talk about her book that we're going to delve into. I hope you want to take phone calls for that. Raising Significance, a guide to raising independent, well-rounded, and confident kids. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Michelle Taylor Willis. How you doing, Michelle?
Hey, Rashawn, how are you?
Pretty good. Did I get enough information out there about you?
I mean, you got enough. I mean, you didn't mention, like, you know, my own day in the state of Georgia or, you know, top 25 most powerful women in Atlanta. But, I mean, who's counting at this point, really? Is that important? I mean, it's tomato, tomato.
No. I'm sorry, everybody. You know, you go through a bio, you got to, like, pull out what you think is nuggets. Now, I missed the day in the state of Georgia. Now, that's significant. Now, I the thing about it is that, you know, those things, when you get an honor, I always tell people being honored, sometimes, you know, you want it, but then you get there and you realize that's such a powerful journey for somebody to sit back and say, you know, something. We want to show respect. We want to let you know what you're doing is well recognized in the community. And we want to give you this, whether it's a trophy or a day or a moment. How do you react to that? And when people come to you and recognize you for your community efforts?
Man, I, like, literally, I don't mean to sound cliche-ish. I always try to find a different way to say this so I don't sound like everybody else. But, like, I count it an honor. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to get it of being recognized, just because, I mean, you know, I'm in Atlanta, and there are a lot of people doing amazing things in Atlanta. There really are. You know what I'm saying? And so I always, like, I'm always thankful. My husband makes fun of me because he'll be like, you get, like, an award a week, aren't you? Don't you get sick of it? And I'm like, no, I don't. Like, I will never be sick of somebody telling me that they value what I do. They value what my team does. They value what I do as a collaborator. Like, that will never get old to me. So I don't ever want to be in a position where I'm like, oh, another one. Like, I don't ever see myself being in that position. Yeah. It's an honor. And I don't take that lightly at all.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, whenever I see in the resume, because I'm a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Okay, you know. You're a Q. Wait. Are you a Q dog? Or are you an Omega man?
No,
you
know, I am a Q dog. Okay. A Q dog. For real. I'm the real deal here. Okay. Players 13 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Wore dog collar, gold boots. You know, my first step show, I didn't have no shirt on.
Yeah, well, I remember the cues on the yard. I mean, that's
body was painted gold. My trunks were purple, and my boots were gold. I'm telling you something. I was real cute all back in college. Now there's some pictures out there people got of me. They still send them to me. Richard, remember this? I tell them, where you find that photo? Because you know, back when I was college, you know, I graduated in college in '83, so it wasn't no phones out there. You know, I don't know where these people got these pictures from, but there's so many people got pictures of me stepping. People got pictures of me half, I guess you can say naked, because I was in public with shorts on, no shirt on, and just some gold boots and purple shorts.
Yeah.
So, but you know, you couldn't tell me nothing. You couldn't tell Rashawn nothing back in the day. And so now you a member of AKA. And I wanted to bring that up because I know, and I tell this to everybody, that, you know, fraternities and sororities are not for everyone. But I will tell you this about Rashawn McDonald. Pledge in Omega Psi Phi fraternity. That's the fraternity that I chose to pledge. And I'm not denouncing any other fraternity. It changed my life because it gave me focus. I was wandering around in college. It took me 7 years to graduate, Michelle. 7 years to graduate from college. And that was for real 7 years, okay? 4.5 years, I was still a sophomore in college.
Wow.
Still a sophomore. And when I played,
were you working at least? Were you earning some money?
Nah, it didn't matter. I wasn't earning no hours. I wasn't earning no hours, you know, because you know, I was just, I you know, I had no relationships or an individual. I was when focused. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I did maintain my GPA, and so which was enough to allow me to pledge. And when I pledge, what I always talk to people about, that's when I learned about goal setting when I pledge, because that was a window that I could reach. The pledge program said 6 weeks. It winded up, they didn't tell the truth because it was 13 weeks. But in that 13 weeks, that was a goal I was able to accomplish. And I tell you, Michelle, it changed my life, because once I was able to accomplish that goal, guess what? 2.5 years later, I graduated from college. Just tell us your backstory of why. Being a member of AKA, you also know Vice President Kamala Harris is a member of your sorority. Talk about the impact of being a member of a sorority has on your life.
Yeah, and still does, I mean, to this day. No, you're absolutely right. It was a life-changing event. And, you know, I don't want to say I don't know where I would be if I hadn't pledged. I mean, I'm sure I'd be doing, you know, I'd be doing fine. I'd be doing something, but... You know, one of the things that Pledging AKA taught me was the value of, or expanded my value of relationships, networking, and having, you know, kind of an automatic, right? You have an automatic network of people that will, you know, go to bat for you, so to speak. And it, you know, when you're doing it thin, you can't project 15, 20, 25 years down the road, right? You just know you're doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, service to all mankind, right, as an AKA. But as an adult sorority member, you know, when I talk to somebody right now, Rashawn, and you know this, if I say, hey, I'm looking to do such and such, I need this. And they're like, oh, I'll connect you to such and she's a soror. She'll take care. You know what I mean?
Right, it's like right.
Mm-hmm. That's a, you know, I mean, I'm sure it happens to you, right? We're like, oh, that's a bro. We got you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's literally like an automatic, no holds barred, like, we got you.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, for us as Black people, that's a great thing to have, because so much historically of what we've done and what we've accomplished and what we've had to do has been conditional, right? The
right.
relationships were conditional, right? The accomplishments were conditional. There are all these things that if you do this can happen. So to be able to be amongst a network of people that prove themselves over and over again, that they are in it for you no matter what. And there's no
right.
condition.
Right.
All you got to do is say, I'm an AKA. It's kind of like, you know, saying, hey, you know, I'm white, so I'm good, right? I mean,
right.
It really is. I mean,
well, you know, it's interesting how you go into the storytelling about, you know, because you get into stereotypes, you know, because, you know, organizations or like fraternities and sororities can be, you know, misjudged, you know, a party, why
sure.
should I join? But the whole basis of all of it about academics and community, a community
that's
uplift.
Right.
That is the basis of it all. That's about, you know,
it was so cool.
I was on a call with, I don't know if say this public, American Red Cross. And we was talking about doing some, because September is Sickle Cell Awareness Month. And I have sickle
right.
cell trait. And so we were just talking about
okay.
blood, with blood drives and things like that. And then the national director, she said the number one blood donating fraternity is Omega Psi Phi. And I didn't
really?
Even know that. And I was like, wow.
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 Yeah, I mean, there is the fabric of all of these organizations, really. It's service oriented,
mm-hmm.
right, to your point. And that's what we're here for. I mean, whether you're in a sorority or fraternity or not, I mean, at the end of the day, it's my belief, and, you know, I don't always say that what I say is the absolute truth, but I believe that we are here for everybody else. I mean, I just believe that. I don't think we're here for ourselves, right?
Right.
So, absolutely, I think, you know, the premise of these organizations is to you know, get you focused on the fact that that we are here for everybody else, right? And that kind of, if you don't believe that, then you will once you're finished.
Right. These are proud moments.
You know,
these are moments that allow us to be ourselves and allow us to focus and become goal-oriented, successful, whether it's successful as an individual, successful as business leaders, successful as community leaders, or successful as entrepreneurs. That's important.
That's right.
And I want to transition to your book. One of the reasons I read your
okay.
guide, I should say a guide, you know, because it's like 59 pages. And
it's
I read
60
it.
pages. It's so easy. Yeah.
I read it and the reason I wanted to bring it up is called Raising Significance. And I want you to,
yes.
before we go to break, I want you to tell everybody, what does that title mean? Because when I come back, everybody going to know what the title means. So when we start talking about the book or the guide, they'll be engaged. Raising Significance, Michelle Taylor Willis, what does that mean?
Yeah, so real quick, I believe there's a difference between success and significance, right? Success is you've accomplished what you and your family and society deems as what you should have done, right? You graduate from college or whatever that looks like. You get a good job or start a business. You have 2.5 kids. You got a garage with a fence and you go, you wake up, you go to school, get your kids to school, you go to work, you come back, close the garage door, have dinner with your family and wake up and do it all again, right?
Right.
And that's success and you have and you close your circle. Success is about you and your immediate whatever or whoever they are. Significance is about how you turn your success to work for everybody else. Right. And I think most people who are quote unquote successful are playing at a successful level.
Right.
But they don't want to, you know, dive into this realm and sphere of significance. Significance is how you are using what you can do to change the world, to teach everybody else how to change the world so that they can then teach everybody else to change the world. It's like a huge domino effect, basically, of success. And most people are operating in a successful realm, and the world is kind of falling apart because people are okay with being successful and nobody's comfortable with being significant. So raising significance is...
So it's like raising
like
the bar.
You know, fundamental. Well, raising significance is about raising significant children.
Absolutely.
It's about like 8 things that you can do that are not foolproof. I tell people, I'm not a parenting expert. My kids aren't perfect. I'm nowhere near the perfect parents, right? But they're just these 8 tenets that you can do that if you instill these things into your children as early as possible, they will become independent, they'll be well-rounded, they'll be out-of-the-box thinkers, so that significance will not be something they happen upon. It'll be intentional, and they won't have a choice but to be significant because you have trained them that way.
Cool. She set the stage, Michelle Taylor Willis, her book, Raising Significance, if you want to call or talk to us. When we come back, I'm going to delve into various chapters and also share my feedback of personal, how does the book impacted me? You know, I come from a big family, you know, so I only have one child. So all these things play a role in how we look in. But the number one thing we always say is that as a parent, you just want your child to have a better life than what you have. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations Minute of Inspiration with Rushon McDonald.
Grammy Award nominated singer Kiara Shear Kelly's new book, Big, Bold, and Beautiful, Owning the Woman God Made You to Be, is a must read. As she shares her advice on body positivity, goal setting, and leading with your gifts.
Everything should not be taken personally. So I absolutely agree with you. And if we don't have that understanding, and if we're always taking things personally, we'll always be responding to any and everything to where it'll take so much energy. It'll shift our focus off of what we really should be focused on. And so I have had to learn that the picture is bigger than me. It's so far beyond one moment. Like, be a student at every opportunity you get. But even in the book I talk about, it's a chapter called Making the Most of Every Opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. If you want to hear this full interview with Kiara Shear Kelly, visit moneymakingconversations.com. Keep winning.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Programming is made possible in part by support from 3815 Media, led by Emmy and NAACP Image Award-winning television producer Rushon McDonald. 3815 Media offers social media management, podcast production, designs logos, and develops websites. Additional services include brand management and career development consulting services. More information is available at 470-688-3815. Or via email at info@3815media.com. Keep winning.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. More information is available at HBCUcollegeday.com. You can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. More information is available at HBCUcollegeday.com.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald.
How you doing? This is Rushon McDonald. Welcome back to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Parenting. You know, I have one daughter, beautiful daughter, love her to death. We talk every day. She's now 26. Wow. And I can remember just yesterday, her on my laying on my chest and not being able to push up. And so all I ever wanted and still want is for her to live a better life. And for her, when I read your guide, it was about raising significance. It was about placing a child in the position to win. That was my takeaway from your book.
That's right. You nailed it, Rashawn.
And because of the fact that when it was a couple of things I want to bring up and just give a little history about me so you know where I'm coming from. Because, Michelle, you have four boys, correct?
I do have four boys, and you have one girl, right?
One girl, and your boy, my daughter's 26. What is the age range of your boys?
So my oldest is 24, and then I have a 16, a 15, and a 12.
16, 15, 12. I grew up with six sisters and two brothers. I was the middle child. I had four older sisters, and I grew up in an era where, you know, we still had diapers and safety pins, so they always laugh. We stuck you a lot growing up. You know, I was pre-pampers, so they did me in. But the big part about having a child is that it is a miracle to have a healthy child. A lot of people don't understand that. Until you have a child, you realize, wow, I am really, really blessed. And one of the things in reading your book, or Raising Significance, you said some fear is good. It just is.
Yeah, you mean the fear that kids should have of their parents?
No, yes, yeah, of anything, yeah. Of police, of authority, yeah, of anything. Yes. Be afraid.
Yes, I did say all that, didn't I?
Yeah, I did.
No, it is, because that's what keeps you in check, right? I mean, if you are, you know, godly or Christian, you know that whole thing about the healthy fear of God, right? The healthy fear of God should keep you from doing, you know, dumb stuff, theoretically, right? And I just had this conversation with my 12-year-old a few days ago. A quick story: we were at the football game for my 16-year-old, mm-hmm. and we were walking back to the car, and it was just the 12-year-old and me, and I saw the car flying down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time as I see this car flying down the road, there's a bug, like a huge bug. I'm afraid of bugs. I'm just telling you, I don't like them. I don't care if it's a mosquito or the biggest bee. I'm going to run from a bug. Mm-hmm. So I saw this huge bug approaching the car. So I'm telling him to get in the car as quickly as possible to avoid the car that's oncoming and to avoid this big freaking bug that's about to get in. So it's like a double, it's a double win here.
Right. A heavy metal and a bug. A heavy metal object flying at you.
Heavy metal and a bug. Either one of these are the enemy, okay, or both. Mm-hmm. And I literally say, Pace, get in the car. Get in the car now. And I mean, he books it. He opens the car door. He gets in the car. Boom. In 2 seconds, he's in the car. And it immediately brought me back to this point in the book that you're mentioning right now. Because what happens is, you know, we try to have these negotiations with our kids. And I do think that it's good sometimes that you have these discussions and we want to hear what they're thinking and what their thoughts are and their philosophies. But sometimes you just need to do what I say do.
Right.
And you don't need to ask me. You don't need to wonder. You just need to know when I tell you sometimes you're going to do it because I'm saving your life. And mm-hmm. you should operate when I tell you that you should operate under the premise that I'm saving your life. And when I say it one time, and you do it, and that is the first tenet of the book, is obey immediately and happily. And my kids have been saying that since they could talk. It's obey immediately and happily. You do what I say to do, and you act happy about it. Because if you don't act happy, then you're going to make me unhappy. And I promise you, you don't want me unhappy.
It's really that jumped out at me, because I'm not saying my daughter is fearful of me, but my daughter knew. My daughter knew.
Right.
And who her dad was. And then she knew when I was upset, and she knew when she did wrong. And it is important, I think, that when we look at, my mom was raised with her grandparents. We all raised in a different era, different rules, because technology allows a certain. I grew up on a rotary dial telephone, okay, and now I'm living in video phones, and so I don't think that when I hear people talking about parenting and things like that. I think it all goes back to discipline. It all goes back to consistency. It all goes back to fear. If they fear the consequences, I think that's the key word in this whole, because he feared consequences if he didn't get in that car.
That's right.
Correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Now we don't know. We don't know what Michelle's consequences were. All I know is she's instilled in him. There are consequences out there that he know about.
That's right.
That if you don't get in this car, we're going to have a problem.
That's right. And the thing, to your point, right, when you said about it could be the police or the or authority, you know, they need to have a healthy fear of authority. I mean, we just do. We don't want to have to yield to people. But it just is the way it is. You're going to have to yield. If you're going to work for somebody or work with you, you have to learn how to submit at a certain in a certain way to authority. Like, these are just, it's just the way it is until you are able to call the shots, right? And
right.
So it doesn't matter what the consequence is. It's always going to be a consequence,
right?
Right. And so sometimes it's mine, and you don't want those.
Right. You know, it's really interesting, you know, because I called you earlier, you know, we get to talking, and when you get to talking to people, this is a friendly conversation. You everybody just happened to be listening to Michelle and I talk, because we wasn't going to talk about fraternities and sororities. We're going to be talking about acting. But this book, I want to make sure I get the time in, called Raising Significance, is that you said get them piano lessons. And I'm not saying you got to go out and buy a piano. This is all about music.
No.
This is all about, and I called her before the show. I said, wow. I read that chapter, and I remember in the seventh grade, I used to drag my B-flat clarinet and my up to school and back, you know, because you know, my parents couldn't afford to pick me up after school. So when I stayed for band practice, I had to walk home, or to walk home from middle school. Then that was a long walk. I'm gonna tell you something. And when I went from B-flat clarinet to a tenor saxophone, that was a really long walk, dragging that big old device all the way home. But what you're talking about is recall, addition, multiplication, and rhythm. That was my huge takeaway from that chapter.
That's right.
And I said, guess what? I said, my degree is in mathematics. And she just smiled, because if I didn't do music, I don't think I'd be a my degree would have been in mathematics today.
Yeah, and it's critical thinking, right? I mean, what we are lacking as a society and our children, like, it's critical thinking. And there's several studies out there. I mean, like, I'm certainly not an expert on this, but I've read enough of them and I've seen enough of them. Like, there's a direct correlate between, you know, classical music and brainwaves in young kids and babies. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a direct correlation between critical thinking and math. There's a direct correlation between critical thinking and early introduction of music. I mean, it's all connected. I mean, something happens when classical music is playing and the synapses are firing at different levels in young children's brains that prepares them to be able to do things differently. And I mean, and I was taught, and this is what I've done with all of my children, they all started piano at 5, and they all play musical instruments to this day. Even my 24-year-old can still play the piano. He doesn't want to admit it, but he can. But it's all, I mean, they've all done well in math and science, and it's because they had to add up notes when they were 5.
And my wife, she keeps telling me, we got to get a piano. We got to get a piano. She's listening right now.
You can start on a keyboard.
Yeah.
You can start on a keyboard. I tell people, get a $100 keyboard from Walmart.
Absolutely. My greatest disappointment was that I walked away from music and I didn't maintain that relationship that music incorporated into my life, because of the fact that it really played a significant role on who I am. And my memory was totally tied to music. It was totally enhanced my recall, all of that good stuff.
Right.
But as we wrap up this interview with you, Michelle, how do we get in touch with you? What are you working on? I want to make sure I get your projects out of there and just not hog this commercial about Rashawn McDonald and his questions. What's going on in Michelle's life?
Oh, my gosh. We'd need another 2 to 3 days, Rashawn, I think, to move through.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations, Minute of Inspiration with Rashawn McDonald.
This week I sat down with media mogul, Hollywood executive, and philanthropist Nick Cannon. Although the former child star has experienced a long career of success with no signs of slowing down, he explains why he's so passionate about creating opportunities for others.
It's all about the community for me. It's about giving other people opportunities. It's about opening doors and sharing the knowledge, wealth, and wisdom that I've obtained with everyone else. Right. I mean, you know, obviously I'm still in school. Hopefully, you know, I'll be able to, you know, HU, Howard University. I want to go all the way. I'm getting my master's, want to go to my doctorate, mm-hmm. and eventually be a professor. And teach the things that I've picked up along the way. But it's all about the community, whether it's teaching, whether it's entertaining, whether it's investing into us.
If you want to listen to this full interview with Nick Cannon, it's available on MoneyMakingConversations.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
What's going on in Michelle's life?
Oh my gosh. We'd need another 2 to 3 days, Rashawn, I think, to move through. I got a lot of things going on. Really unfortunate. I mean, like you mentioned earlier, the acting is taking off. I just finished the female lead in a play, Never Play with a Woman's Heart, which is going to be remounted again in November here in Atlanta. And then, thank you. And then there's an... it'll be running again at another playhouse in Atlanta shortly thereafter. We can't do too much, right, because of the strike. But I am doing a public reading at the Atlanta Black Theater Festival, which they're actually taking to Macon this year. That's next week. I did get booked for an independent project that's coming. So the acting is great. I've been speaking a lot. I'll be hosting one of the very few TEDx's that are going to be hosted at an HBCU. I don't know if you know this, but Morris Brown is actually hosting a TEDx. And
when? What's that day?
It is September 21st.
Okay, cool.
From 11 to 3.
Okay.
Yeah. And Jamal Bryant speaking, Rashad Ritchie, all of those guys. So I'll be hosting that event as well.
Congratulations.
I've got speaking stuff coming up. Yeah, we've got...
September 24th, right?
September 21st.
21st? Okay, please give me a flyer on that. Give me a flyer on that. And I remind my listeners about it because that's significant. That's Black excellence. And they're doing it on the HBCU campus.
And we've got a lot of productions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's huge. And we've got a lot of productions coming up. I've just finished producing a podcast for Amir, who's formerly Loon, from Diddy. Gosh, I'm trying to think. Bad Boy, thank you.
Right. Get it out, girl. Get it out.
I know, right? There's so much.
I wanted to tell you this, Michelle.
I've got a couple products on EP, and it's a lot. Yeah.
Right.
What you got?
You know, when I talk about excellence, and I'm glad that you came on my show, you know, because this is relationships. See, the thing about it is that I'm not here because of Rashawn McDonald. I'm here because of relationships and mentorship and people being able to say value what I bring to the table. And what I wanted to bring and introduce, this is like introducing you through my show. Everybody knows you, and it just shows. It premieres on WCLK, is syndicated various over 20 HBCU campuses. It streams internationally. You know, one thought as we close: what is the one walk away you'd like to have for my listeners to know about Michelle Taylor Willis?
The one thing to know about me?
Yes, ma'am.
It's never about me.
I like that. Because you know why I like that? Because that's what your book is about. Your book is about raising four men who understand society has a lot of ups and downs, and you want them in a winning situation. And that's what your book is about for any parent who reads that guide. It's called Raising Significance.
People see people like you or like me, Rashawn, and they think Michelle, or Rashawn, and it's not about me. It's about, you know, what, you know, it's about the team I'm working with. I'm me because I have a fantastic team.
Absolutely.
Right? I'm me because I have MTW. Great kids, I've MTW. Got great support. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Kelly,
it's about you.
Her girl Kelly is the bomb. I want to thank you for coming.
Kelly is a G.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for coming on the show, Michelle. I really appreciate you. And tell Kelly hi.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll talk soon in the fall. But September 21st is the TEDx on, you said Morris Brown campus in Atlanta, Georgia?
It's actually at New Birth.
New Birth.
But Morris Brown is hosting it.
Okay, yeah. Cool. We'll do that. And yeah. My boy Jamal Bryan, who's been on my show as well.
Yep.
A lot of great
love. He's speaking. Yep.
Okay, cool. We'll talk soon. Thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Appreciate you.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc. More information about 3815 Media, Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.